You would think they'd be now. Wonder what does he want? Is he trying to fool somebody? You know, dress like that, or just what it be up to? There's so much happening, you know, the people you just can't all tell now. What, you know, what people are up to doing. It comes to you see in so many different ways.
I know.
And so they just may call you most anything.
Right. That's what I run into trouble with. I have to convince people I'm not trying to make any trouble for anybody.
Well, we had somebody come by here not too long ago, and they wanted to paint the whole top of the house for $30, and the paint was going to cost them $9 a gallon. So we didn't fool them because there might have been somebody up for something, going to do a job that, you know, like that. So you just can't hardly, don't know hardly what to do when you see people, you know, like they coming, especially letting them in your home.
Right.
And if you just might call them anything.
Now, if a country person goes into town, what do you think, what's the name city people might call him?
They say, well, where that country man come from? He looks countryfied or talks countryfied.
Okay. How do people normally refer to members of your race? What are the names? Or what would you say I am?
Well, you mean the race? Well, I'd say he was a white man came by. Tell me where you going to school, seeing what you was out for, you know, some schoolwork. That's where I would explain.
Okay. And what about people of your race? What would you say like you are?
Well, if it's a colored person come, you know, I'm black, I'd say, well, it's a black man or black woman came by. And then I would tell, you know, where they was looking for what they were doing.
Okay, we both know that there's some words that people use to refer to members of your race that aren't complimentary and things like that, and I hate that, but what are some of those words that people use?
You mean use like what now?
Derogatory terms for people in your race. Did you hear a lot in the
like
South?
Like Negro?
That kind of thing.
Well, Negro, and you know, things, words like that. Because it's, sometime I think the people have said nigga so much until they don't mean no harm a lot of time when they say it. And then, now the only thing that makes me real angry about it is like now you would come here and call me nigga. Or with somebody out there you'd say, well, you would come here and say, well, I just left that old nigga's house down the road. Now, that would make me kind of angry. But, you know, it's like that. But now, I think a lot of times people say, I've said nigger so much, but until this just got a custom in which we know the nigger is nowhere in a book. You won't find it nowhere you read. They Negroes and black. But a lot of times you see people won't they won't say that, they won't go back anything. Now, when I was teaching, I had children that said, you know, they call one another a nigger. I'd say, get your dictionary and find it for me. Well, they turn and turn and turn and say, you don't see nigger. I said, well, you found black, then find negro then for me. And then they would find negro. I said, now that's what you're supposed to say, and not nigger. And, then we had trouble when we had our integration, when they cheering because they didn't do it until they got angry with one. And they called a white children, you know, crackers. Then they called the white girls hair horse manes.